Mr. President, the Netherlands greatly appreciates the work you and your team have done in the preparation of the second part of the second review conference. Although a few months later than envisaged, we are now able to conclude the review conference. The Netherlands fully subscribes to the statement delivered by the Ambassador of the EU, and we would like to make some remarks in our national capacity. Mr. President, ending the suffering from cluster munition is our common cause. We, as state parties, have decided to use diplomacy to convince others that cluster munition should become a thing of the past. The arguments that brought us together over 10 years ago are still valid today. Cluster munitions cause unacceptable harm to the civilian population, in particular women and children. They obstruct economic and social development and continue to do so long after conflicts have ended. The Netherlands is gravely concerned by continued allegations of use since the first review conference in Yemen, Syria, and the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict. With the Convention on Cluster Munitions, we have established a firm norm of non-use, which we most likely uphold. Collectively condemning allegations of use is key to upholding the norm established by the Convention. Mr. President, the Netherlands has been an active state party since we ratified the Convention in 2011. And we will continue to be an active party. Since the last review conference, the Netherlands has played an active role, including as president of the sixth meeting of state parties in 2016, which was the first formal meeting of the convention after the adoption of the Dubrovnik Action Plan. And since 2016, as an active member in the coordination committee in different roles. Please allow me to assure the CCM community of the full support of the Netherlands in the next review period. Mr. President, as we said last year, the second review conference offers us not only the opportunity to look back to the last 5 years of the convention, but also to look forward to the coming 5 years. We are therefore pleased that the review document of the Dubrovnik Action Plan gives a good overview of the current state of the convention, while it also points out the challenges we still face in order to fulfill the objectives of and the obligations under the convention. And we are pleased that the Lausanne Action Plan is a solid document that will be our guide for the coming 5 years to achieve significant and sustainable progress towards the universalization and implementation of the Convention. Allow me to highlight here the importance of adequate attention for gender and diversity in the Lausanne Action Plan. An inclusive approach is key in reaching our common goals. My delegation is proud to submit a working paper during this review conference, which is co-sponsored by around 20 delegations. The working paper identifies synergies with other legal and policy frameworks which have similar gender and diversity mainstreaming objectives. A holistic approach to gender and diversity will encourage the mine action sector to step outside its silo, promote inclusiveness, and will ensure that various commitments will strengthen and reinforce each other rather than duplicate and create additional work. Mr. President, although state parties sometimes have different opinions leading to firm discussions, in the end, we all have the same common goal, to put an end to the suffering caused by cluster munitions and to free the world of cluster munitions. Allow me to assure you that the Netherlands will continue to work towards these goals during the remainder of this review conference and beyond. I thank you, Mr. President.
Je tiens à remercier l'ambassadeur des